Just before the episode begins, here's a reminder that we are on a website called On Podium, where you can find all our episodes, you can find blogs, you can register to become a guest, you can write reviews, you can subscribe from there, including our videos, which go onto YouTube. You can even donate if you want to support us. And what's the address, Nick?
So it's 2-5-1.onpodium.co.
On to the episode.
Hello, welcome to 251, Two Pianists, 5 Minutes, One Subject. And today we're going to be discussing the book by Jean Lees, You Can't Steal a Gift, Dizzy Clark, Milt and Nat. My name's Nick Tomlin.
And my name's Simon Whiteside, and this is 251. First of all, a little bit about Jean Lees. He was a Canadian, and he was a singer, a biographer, a lyricist, a music critic, a general journalist. And he worked, first of all, in his native Canada, but then he moved to the United States, and he was a music critic. First, that was his first paper job, as it were, in America. He's lyrics-wise, he's probably most famous for the English version of Corcovado, and obviously recorded by many people, Frank Sinatra included.
Also, did he do Waltz for Debbie?
He wrote lyrics for Waltz for Debbie, as well. And many other songs, and he also wrote quite a lot of his own material. And in fact, there are records of him singing his own material. A little bit hard to get, I found, but I did find a link to, I think, an Amazon version of Jean Lees Sings Jean Lees. But let's talk about his books. So he wrote Meet Me at Jim and Andy's, which was Jazz Musicians in Their World, Waiting for Dizzy, Cats of Any Colour, Jazz Black and White, You Can't Steal a Gift, the book we're going to talk about, which is four vignettes, as it were, Friends Along the Way, A Journey Through Jazz, and a book we've already talked about, I'll put up the episode link, called Arranging the Score, Portraits of Great Arrangers. And he also wrote some, and Singer and the Song, which was about singers and singing songs, as it says. But he also wrote some straight biographies, one of Johnny Mercer, one of Oscar Peterson, Lerner and Lowe, Woody Herman. And he also helped Henry Mancini write his autobiography. And on top of all that, he wrote two novels, and Sleep Till Noon in 67, and his late novel, Song Lake Summer, in 2008. You Can't Steal a Gift basically portraits of four musicians: Dizzy Gillespie, Clark Terry, Milt Hinton, and Nat King Cole, with a foreword by Nat Hentoff. But he knew all these people, and really it's about how graceful they were under the difficulties of racism, something which surprised a Canadian coming to America at how racist America was. And I think he was in Louisville, it was his first job, and he was quite shocked by the, you know, black and white toilets and bus seats and all that sort of stuff that was still there in the South. Have you got any thoughts, Nick?
I mean, I could only really find the first chapter, so I read a bit of the first chapter. Is called Sudden Immersion, and it's basically his move, isn't it, from Montreal to, is it Detroit, where he moves to initially?
I think Louisville was his first job.
Right, okay.
But yes, I mean, that is that area, Michigan. Yeah. Michigan is the area.
And that was interesting, because I knew him as a writer, but it was interesting. I'd never read any kind of biographical stuff about Jean Lees, so that was kind of interesting.
Yeah. Well, there's a good quote from the Jazz Times review of that book, which is, "This isn't to say that the book is about racism or brutality only. It is about the expression of genius in the face of racism and brutality," which I think sums it up nicely. And it talks about all four had irrepressible genius. Gillespie's humour, Clark's expressivities, Hinton's generosity, Cole's compassion. Lees helps us hear it all better. And I think he's one of those writers, because he was a musician, he's one of those writers who, like Ted Gioia, really understands the jazz musician.
Yeah.
And can write about them with an inside knowledge.
Yeah. Yeah.
But also in a clear and plain way. We're coming to the end of our 5 minutes, but I would highly recommend reading this book and any of his other books. I think he's one of the best writers on jazz,
in my opinion. I agree. I think he's a great writer on jazz, for sure.
So from me, Simon Whiteside, goodbye.
And from me, Nick Tomlin, goodbye.